Joined now post-game by head coach Shane Trauber, and the team really battled in there against Mays, especially coming down the stretch. It was a defensive game, but when you came down the stretch in that fourth quarter, weren't able to get into your flow as much offensive. What do you think caused that coming down the stretch there?
I mean, Mays did a really good job of switching. They probably played four or five different defenses tonight and mixed them. Right in the middle of possessions. I think that causes us to panic a little bit and to press things and try to figure out what we're running rather than just playing basketball. And you know, to be honest, like, we had a really, really bad practice yesterday. We the coaching staff felt this coming, and we knew that, when we play with energy and we play with fight and we're playing tough, we can play with anybody. But we also know when we come out and are satisfied and kind of comfortable, we can lose to anybody. And so it's just a big wide range of who we can be. And we came out, I don't know if we were happy, pleased with ourselves with our last game or just the different environment or what it was. But we had just a bad practice and it bled over. And we tried to flip the switch and change it and just couldn't quite do that in the middle of it.
And how, as a coach, do you combat that with no time to really make an adjustment between tomorrow's game? You got to get right back and you got to play. How do you get the team to snap back and get ready to play that hungry style that they've been playing when they were on that winning streak?
Yeah, I think the guys, sometimes as coaches, we say platitudes like, hey, how you do anything is how you do everything. It bleeds. You got to be consistent. You got to fight the battles. You got to hammer away every single day, be an everyday guy. And we say all those things and the guys are like, yeah, sounds good, coach. But it kind of, they act like they get it. But we as human beings sometimes, until we get smacked in the face with truth, it doesn't really sink in. So I think they're okay. Yeah, coach was right. We had a bad practice and a bled over today. So I think the taste of a game that we feel like we should have won and lost is going to be enough of a wake-up call for us to come out and be locked in, hopefully tomorrow.
And when you looked at that, at the way the game went, and you did mention that you saw a lot of different looks. There was a little bit of 3-2, there was 2-3 zone in there, there was man. Was that something that the team you thought was it was a struggle getting the good shots? What do you think caused the breakdowns on the offensive side when you were facing all those different defenses?
Yeah, it's kind of you've got on one end, it's like, well, we want to run this against this defense. We want to switch to this when they switch to this defense. But as you do that and you get caught too much into being robots, and I got to get to this spot, and I got to set this screen here. Oh, now they're doing something else. I got to go to this spot. And that kind of gets you in a passive frame of mind, which credit to Mays. But when you get in that robotic kind of mindset and thinking too much, you don't play with instinct, you don't play with aggressiveness, and I think we got caught up in that sometimes tonight.
And when you get into this next game facing off against Goddard Eisenhower tomorrow, what's the biggest adjustment that needs to be made for this team to be able to be successful in that game coming off this tough loss?
Well, we feed off of our defense. When we're playing with a lot of energy and a lot of life and talking to each other and getting stops and getting deflections, that flows into our offense. And when we don't do that, when we're kind of back on our heels and letting them zip the ball all over the place, the same can happen in the opposite direction on our offensive end. So I think if we just wake up, come out and play hard, play the way that we're capable of, play our style of basketball, we'll be all right.
Thanks a lot, Coach. Really appreciate you coming on.
Thank you.